Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya, bringing you Wombats and Music from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. This is WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to bring you my favorite songs I love, and the title, the Wombat part, is my license or excuse to bring in oddball things, things that aren't necessarily traditional music, like a poem or a joke or some really strange song, and I call them wombats. And I think I have a wombat later tonight. But in any case, we come on Monday nights at 7 o'clock and Saturdays at 1, unless there's a conflict with a football game or something like that. But the summer is coming and there won't be any conflicts. Ha! So the show will be on Monday nights at 7. We're going to start off with a country music song. This is Waylon Jennings from 1987. It's called Rose in Paradise. One of the fun things about looking for songs is you'll hear things, I'll hear things that I've never heard before. To me, they're brand new, like they just came out. And then I'll find out. This was actually his 12th number one country single and was recorded in 1987. Waylon Jennings is one of the outlaw group. He and Willie Nelson and some others kind of went against Nashville's tradition. And he was from Littlefield, Texas, born and raised in Texas, and quite a singer. I saw him perform live once. This is Rose in Paradise by Waylon Jennings.
Was a flower for the taking. Her beauty cut just like a knife. He was a banker from Macon. Swore to love her all his life. He bought her a mansion on a mountain with a formal garden and a lot of land. But paradise became her prison. That Georgia banker was a jealous man. Every time you talk about her, you can see the fire in his eyes. He'd say, I would walk through hell on Sunday to keep my rose in paradise. Hired a man to tend the garden, to keep an eye on her while he was gone. Some say they ran away together. Some say that gardener left alone. Now the banker is an old man. That mansion's crumbling down. Sits all day and stares at the garden. Not a trace of her was ever found. Every time he talks about her, you can see the fire in his eyes. He says, I would walk through hell on Sunday to keep my rose in paradise. Now there's a rose out in the garden. Its beauty cuts just like a knife. They say it even grows in the wintertime and blooms in the dead of the night.
So that was Waylon Jennings singing Rose in Paradise from 1987. Next up is almost a wombat. This is a song called Somebody That I Used to Know, recorded in 2011 by a singer named Gautier. He's a Belgian-Austrian singer, and he recorded this song. I only play songs that I love. I do love this song, but not for the normal reasons. I love it because it's just strange to me. It's a very odd song. I like it because it's so different. I don't really know what it's about. It's hard to figure it out. He wrote this song and recorded it, and it went to number one in 18 countries, especially in Australia. It was a really big hit in Australia for some reason. And in the U.S., it was kind of a special hit. It didn't hit the main pop charts. It got into the rock charts and stuff. Anyway, you be the judge. It's different, and I can't even tell you what makes it so different. But anyway, this is Somebody That I Used to Know by Gautier.
So happy you could die. Told right for me in your company, but that was love to make us still remember.
Change your number, 'cause I don't need that though. Now you're just
That was Somebody That I Used to Know by Gotye. And it is strange. It's something to do with the rhythm. So we're going to go to something very traditional now. This is, as you all know, I'm a banjo fan, and I play banjo, but not like this. This is Mary Cox. She's from Florida. She's won all sorts of awards as a banjo player. She's playing Frailing Banjo Style, which is a style I like best. The name of the song is The Wind That Shakes the Barley, which is a well-known Irish song. I don't even recognize the tune, the way she plays it, but I recognize the style. And this is my favorite kind of banjo playing. And as I say, Mary Cox is from Florida. I'm from Florida, so I'm a big fan. And I ran into her a while back and ran into her music and really enjoy it. And I like banjo a lot, so this is kind of my favorite little break from the country music scene. That was Mary Cox playing The Wind That Shakes the Barley. She's playing Frailing Banjo Style, also called Clawhammer. I didn't realize till 2 weeks ago when Earl Scruggs died, probably the most famous banjo player of our era, that he came in, this frailing banjo had been around for years, and what Earl Scruggs did was he brought in a three-finger style. He's the guy that really introduced a three-finger style banjo to the U.S. and changed the whole scene. And is famous for that. And as much as I love Frailing and Clawhammer, I have to admit that Earl Scruggs and the things you've heard him play, he's fantastic. So there are different styles, and that the one you just heard is called Clawhammer. Next up's another country song. It's called Woke Up in Love. It's by a group called Exile. It was recorded in 1983. It was their first number one country hit, and they had 10 more. So this was when they just made it. They came on the scene. This is their first song. And they're, you know, you can imagine what it's like for a band starting out. They're a country music band. They're probably in Nashville. They're trying to make it. And all of a sudden, bang, they hit one. They hit a number one. And you wonder if they're going to be a one-hit wonder. Because many of these people do. They have one song and it never goes. But here's a group. First song comes up, number one. And they went on to record 9 more. The song is called Woke Up in Love. The group is called Exile.
Somewhere in the night, fell in love with you. You wandered through my dreams and you stole away my blues. All of a sudden, a brand new feeling opened up inside, and I don't know whether to jump through the roof or break right down and cry. Woke up in love with you. Oh, what a beautiful day. Am I still dreaming? Is it supposed to feel this way? Running around with a foolish grin, painted all over my face. I woke up in love. Oh, what a beautiful day.
nation. I ran across a lot of pretty women, but I couldn't make a connection. But last night when you held me tight, you turned my life around. And I opened up my eyes this morning, I said, look what I found. I woke up in love with you. Oh, what a beautiful day. Am I still dreaming? Is it supposed to feel this way? I'm running around with a foolish grin, painted all over my face. I woke up in love with you. Oh, what a beautiful day.
So that was Woke Up in Love by Exile from 1983. Now comes a country classic. This is There Ain't Nothing Wrong with the Radio by Aaron Tippin from 1992. Aaron Tippin's from Pensacola, Florida, and the song is about the guy who's got a car that's apparently falling apart, except the radio works well. I've got a car kind of like that right now. I've got 206,000 miles on it, and it's running fairly well. But I do love the radio. It's got a great radio. So I kind of identify with this song. This is There Ain't Nothing Wrong with the Radio by Aaron Tippin.
Sometimes she runs, sometimes she don't. More than once she's left me on the side of the road. The older she gets, the slower we go. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. She needs a carburetor, a set of plug wires. She's riding me around on four ball tires. The wipers don't work and the horn don't blow. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. Crossing my back dash, a little bobbing dog watching everybody pass. Dual antennas whipping in the wheel. Oh, there ain't a country station that I can't tune in. She ain't radio.
That was There Ain't Nothing Wrong with a Radio by Aaron Tippin. Here comes another country one. This is Hal Ketchum singing Past the Point of Rescue. As I often point out, most of the country songs are either about somebody done somebody wrong or things are going great. I'm not sure which one this one is. He's past the point of rescue. I think he's falling in love. Or maybe he's falling out. In any case, it doesn't pass the point of rescue. Doesn't sound like a happy situation, but I think it's a happy song. See what you think. This is Past the Point of Rescue by Hal Ketchum.
Last night I dreamed you were back again. Larger than life again, holding me tight again, placing those same kisses on my brow, sweeter than ever now. Lord, I remember how I couldn't get enough of kissing. Do you know how much you're missing? No, you don't, but I do. Days like a slow train trickle by, and even the words that I write refuse to fly. All I can hear is your song haunting me. I can't get the melody out of my head, you see. Distractions I've been using. Do you know how much you're losing? No, you don't, but I do. But I do. And I wonder if I'm past the point of rescue. Is no word from you at all the best that you can do? I never meant to push or shove you. Do you know how much I love you? No, you don't, but I do. Like this again. Fools like me never win. Came to my knees again. Can't close the door on likelihood. Things might be just as good. I always believed they would. Gotta let your love invite me. Baby, do you think it might be? No, you don't, but I do. But I do. And I wonder if I'm past the point of rescue. Is no word from you at all the best that you can do? Never meant to push or shove you. Do you know how much I love you? No, you don't, but I do. But I do. Never meant to push or shove you. Do you know how much I love you? No, you don't, but I do. I know you don't, but I do. I know you don't, but I do. Thank you.
That was Past the Point of Rescue by Hal Ketchum. And you can figure out what was going on there. The next one's a little easier to figure out. It's about as simple a song as I can think of. It's by Conway Twitty. And it's I Don't Know a Thing About Love. And the melody's simple, the words are simple, and yet it's somewhat hypnotic. I just like the simplicity of it and the straightforwardness of it, and also the honesty of really, he says it's the moon talking, but it's really him talking. He can't figure out what's going on with love, and nobody else can either, so that's kind of normal. This is I Don't Know a Thing About Love by Conway Twitty.
I talked to the man in the moon. I said, sir, is she coming back soon? He smiled and he stated, son, I'm overrated. I've had too much credit in those old love tunes. I don't know a thing about love. I just kinda hang here above. I just watch from the sky. Will love grow? Will it die? I don't know a thing about love. Then I ask him, where is she tonight? You must see all things with your light. He said, son, I could tell you things that might kill you, but I don't get involved in what's wrong or right. I don't know a thing about love. I just kinda hang here above. I just watch from the sky. Will love grow? Will it die? I don't know a thing about love. He said I can move oceans when I take a notion, or make mountains tremble and rivers run dry. But in all matters human, remember there's someone in charge of those things way above you and I don't know a thing about love. I just kinda hang here above. I just watch from the sky. Will love grow? Will it die? I don't know a thing about love. I don't know a thing about love.
That was I Don't Know a Thing About Love by Conway Twitty. And as I mentioned, I like it because it's so simple. We've got a change in format coming up here. I have a guest DJ in the studio with me. This is my friend Dylan Robinson from Abingdon. And he's hoping to have his own show eventually. It's his first time on the air. He's brought his own music in. And Dylan, I'm going to put you on the spot here. I didn't warn you, but what kind of music do you like there? What do you got? You got a whole variety, or is it all from the same type? What do you got?
I've got a different mix of things. I've got 80s stuff, stuff that's more recent, and just a whole bunch of stuff, a big mix.
Big mix, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Is it mostly rock, mostly country, or is it all over that map too?
Well, it's rockabilly, some jazz, some rock, and country.
Okay. Rockabilly, that's a whole other category. And what's your first song? What are you going to have play for us? I'll start it as soon as you introduce it. I'll hit the button.
This first song is from an 80s rockabilly band called The Stray Cats, and it's called Rock This Town. Fasten your seatbelts. Here it is.
gonna rock you, you're never gonna rock this town, rock this place apart.
That was Rock This Town by the Stray Cats, and these next four songs are by the same band. The next one that's up is called Stray Cat Strut. Enjoy.
My tail in the air.
Stray cat strut, I'm a
feeling cat.
I'm a feeling Casanova.
Hey, man, that's that.
Get a shoe thrown at me from a mean old man. Get my dinner from a garbage can.
All right, that was Stray Cat Strut, and next song up is Rev It Up and Go.
Well, I got a big old bomb and it won't be
right, that was Rough It Up and Go. Next song that's up is Look at That Cadillac. That was Look at That Cadillac, and that's the last song from the Stray Cats today. And the next song is by a band called Big Bad Voodoo Daddy from the late 90s, and it's called The Boogie Bumper.
All right, boys, come on.
All right, that was The Boogie Bumper from Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. And the next song is called Jump With Me Baby.
Jump jump with my baby tonight. Come on, boys.
I wanna jump with my baby tonight.
I'm gonna jump with my baby tonight.
I wanna jump with my baby tonight.
I'm gonna jump with my baby tonight.
I wanna jump with my baby tonight.
I'm gonna jump with my baby tonight. I'm gonna jump all night, it's gonna be alright with her.
And that last song was Jump With Me Baby by Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. And now I'm going to turn the show back to Harry Baia.
Hello, it's Harry again. You've been listening to Dylan Robinson playing his favorite music, and he's warming up for his own show. Today was his tryout to give him a little chance to play with the equipment and stuff. And I think he's ready. It's certainly a different kind of music than I usually play. And I'm going to end the show with a little piece of something more like I usually put on. And this is a country classic. It's called Wolverton Mountain. And I'll just play the first part of it, and I'll start next week's show with it. So this is Wolverton Mountain.
They say don't go on Wolverton Mountain if you're looking for a wife, 'cause Clifton Clowers has a pretty young daughter. He's mighty handy with a gun and a knife. Her tender lips,
her tender lips
are sweeter than honey, and Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers if a stranger should enter there, all of my dreams are on Wolverton Mountain. I want his daughter for my wife. I'll take my chances and climb that mountain, though Clifton Clowers, he might take my life.
Her tender lips
are sweeter than honey, and Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers if a stranger should wander there. Well, I'm going up on Wolverton Mountain. It's too lonesome down here below.
So that's Wolverton Mountain. And just a little bit of it. We'll start next week's show with Wolverton Mountain. You've been listening to Wombats and Music from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station, here at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And tonight we had a guest DJ, Dylan Robinson from Abingdon, so you heard a bit of different kind of music. And Dylan will be having his own show, we think. So he's practicing, and, well, it was sort of interesting. A lot of music that I would not have, none of it had I heard before, so it was all new to me. And look forward to seeing you all next week, 7 o'clock Monday nights, 1 o'clock on Saturdays. And I'll leave you with my phrase I give you every week to encourage you to do what I think we should do all the time, which is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.